You may have noticed a logo change for the Presbyterian and Reformed Churchmen podcast to Grace at the Gates. So that's the new name of this podcast. When I originally started the PNR Churchmen 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I don't really remember, but really the only thing out there was PresbyCast as far as a PCA podcast dealing with PCA polity, PCA issues. Obviously, lots of pastors had their own church podcasts or podcasts for their members, but PresbyCast was really the only game in town for Presbyterian-related issues and polity-type stuff. And so as Brad Isbell was a ruling elder highlighting this stuff, I thought being a teaching elder, I would highlight the great work that our ruling elders were doing in an effort to showcase what they're doing, promote good churchmanship, and also perhaps to even help equip ruling elders in their callings and ministries. Well, 6 months after I started it, there was a slew of PCA-related podcasts doing related things. So you might think of Polity Matters or the Westminster Standard podcast. Larger for Life even started at that time. And in the years that followed, many, many more. And you know what? They're all doing it with higher production quality, great guests, and just doing great work. In the meantime, I've transitioned to Ministry to State. Now, Ministry to State is a ministry of the PCA under Mission to North America, MNA. And I'm in Florida, so I'm the state capital minister to Florida. I'm no longer a pastor in a church, although I am a pastor in the church known as the PCA, for the good of the state of Florida, for the glory of God, for the salvation of the souls of elected officials and government leaders. That's my new calling, and I'm so excited for it. And you may notice a change in background. I am in a screen porch. There's noise around. This is where I podcast from now, at least until I get an office and have a better arrangement. We are in an apartment for the time being. So in the meantime, I'm thinking, do I really need to be doing PNR Church? Many of you encouraged me to continue to do the Presbyterian Reformed Church, and I've appreciated that. But I felt the need to expand out beyond ruling elders. Clearly, I've had many guests on the podcast at this point that weren't ruling elders or topics that aren't necessarily equipping ruling elders. I also have a podcast with my friend Darren Stone called Grace to Stand. And similarly, having two podcasts, I just felt the need for a transition. And honestly, I'm also a contributor, one of four hosts or co-hosts or a quad of hosts on Covenant Matters, another new podcast. So all that to say, I'm consolidating the two that I've been doing, Grace to Stand. Darren will now take that over. And I am transitioning the Presbyterian and Reformed Churchmen podcast to Grace at the Gates. I'll still be doing polity stuff. I'll still be doing PCA stuff, but I'll be doing public and political theology, current event commentary, how to process it through a biblical lens and worldview. I may be doing devotional type stuff, all kinds of stuff. But to the title and to the name, Grace at the Gates, just trying to think, what would a theme be that would encompass really what I'm about and what I would like to communicate to potential listeners? If you see the logo, there's the laurel wreath that is from Greek times or Greco-Roman times. It has become a Christian symbol in some sense. It's a symbol of victory, also a symbol of political things, state things, government type things. And so it's a part of the logo of Ministry to State, as you could see if you're watching this on the YouTube video. And so that seemed like a good symbol to have on there, a symbol for victory, a symbol for royalty, a symbol for state type issues. You get the point. I also have on there the cross of Jerusalem, and that is just a cross that has been meaningful to me and my family, and that has many symbols behind it, but it's the cross that has also four crosses around it, and there's lots of conjecture around what that means. What is it, the four gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Or does it represent the four corners of the earth, north, south, east, and west, and the gospel going out? And I like all of that. And then the whole theme of the gates. We're going to read something to you that a friend of mine and somebody that you know, Pastor Rob Pacienza of Coleridge Presbyterian Church, has written about this on Reforming Men. In the ancient world, the city gates were more than an entrance. They were the heart of public life. Elders gathered to render judgment. Merchants set up shop to trade goods. Fathers brought their sons to learn the way of wisdom. The gates were a place of strength, protection, and responsibility. To be absent from the gates was to abdicate one's duty. To be present there was to shoulder the weight of leadership for family and community. That imagery speaks volumes to us today. And that article goes on. I'll link to that in the show notes of this episode. But the theme of the gates, and that too has multi layers and levels to that theme, just as the laurel wreath does, because elders are called to fence the table, and the larger theme there is to guard the flock. And so gates communicate that. We have gates around our homes, and as dads and as families, we are called to guard our homes. And certainly there's the gate communicates that. But then the whole theme of the city gates, and what a great sort of symbol there as the place of discourse, the place of judgment, the place for the sharing of ideas as I enter into this new ministry called Ministry to State. And so good symbolism there. And you can look up in the scriptures. I would encourage that. Just look up at the gates or the city gates or anything with gates in a Bible app or Bible Gateway or whatever Bible program you use. And you'll just see a whole bunch of verses that communicate things going on at the gates, and the Bible, the scriptures, using the gates to communicate something symbolically, something meaningful. But perhaps my favorite place that the gates is used is in Psalm 24, and I'm going to read that now. And just even the way it starts communicates what I want this podcast to be about as I seek to help apply biblical principles, gospel truths across these different spheres of our lives, that the Lord Jesus Christ would be glorified in all those spheres. Psalm 24, Psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully. He will receive blessing from the Lord and his righteousness from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob, Selah. Lift up your head, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient of doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. And so would we have open hearts to the King of glory that he may enter in? And would we seek to make known our Lord Jesus Christ in all these spheres, to guard the gates to our home, to our churches, to our cities, to advocate for, to stand on, to proclaim his glories and not our own. This is Pastor George for Grace at the Gates. I hope if you're hearing this for the first time, you'll subscribe. Thanks for listening.
The heart of BTS is first and foremost to be faithful. Faithful to the Word of God, to the sufficiency of Scripture, to knowing we serve a sovereign Lord. The second component of the heart of BTS is accessibility. We're affordable, we're flexible, we work with students to help them achieve goals. This isn't our journey, it's your journey for serving the Lord. It's your journey that God has called you to. So we pray that while God expands and grows the opportunities that we have, that we never lose sight to provide quality, reformed theological education faithfully and accessibly, so that we can serve the local church by building leaders for His kingdom.